We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
They interviewed 500 people. Listen to this, 2,500 subpoenas. They did everything. They're collusion, no collusion. They have no collusion. Then I have an article too, where I have the right to do whatever I want as president.
What?
But I don't even talk about that because they did a report and there was no obstruction. After looking at it, our great attorney general read it. He's a total professional.
Huh.
He said, there's nothing here. There's no obstruction. So they referenced no obstruction. So you have no collusion, no obstruction, and yet it goes on.
That was yesterday. This is today.
Director Mueller, the president has repeatedly claimed that your report found there was no obstruction and that it completely and totally exonerated him. But that is not what your report said, is it?
Correct. It is not what the report said.
Whoops.
And now reading from page 2 of volume 2 of your report that's on the screen, you wrote, quote, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we are unable to reach that judgment, close quote. Now, does that say there was no obstruction?
No.
Oh.
In fact, you are actually unable to conclude the president did not commit obstruction of justice. Is that correct?
Well, we, at the outset, determined that we, when it came to the president's culpability, we needed to go forward only after taking into account the OLC opinion that indicated that a president, a sitting president, cannot be indicted.
So the report did not conclude that he did not commit obstruction of justice. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh.
And what about total exoneration? Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Now, in fact, your report expressly states that it does not exonerate the president.
It does.
It does. Yes, it does. Hello, everybody. Sorry to be gone for 2 days. Well, you know, when it rains, it pours. I have to tell you, I've been in Denver, and that's the only place when it rains, it doesn't really pour. It only drizzles, and everybody apologizes for it because Denver is known for 300 days of sunshine. Really? They kept apologizing to me in Denver. Oh, look, here's an afternoon thunder drizzle. It's like, what? What? It was delicious. The weather in Denver was delicious. And why was I there? I was there to make a deal. Oh, yeah. And we made that deal. That deal is done. Thank God Almighty. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. We'll be on Free Speech TV at last. Now, I would play the applause here, but Roy did fix our machine. It's here, but it's empty now. It's empty. So now we have to load it. But yes, you heard that right. So when it rains, it pours, except in Denver. We went to Denver, spent a couple days there, meeting, greeting, shaking hands, making deals. Go look at my Instagram account. Go look. You'll see the man that had to sign the deal, and you'll see all the drinks in front of us that it took to get him and me to say yes. It was just unbelievable. But man, they got some craft breweries there, and they are awesome, awesome, awesome. And we made a deal. And so on Monday, this Monday, the 29th of July, we will launch our show on the platform that has 40 million. It's in 40 million homes, this platform, Free Speech TV. So we're back is what it is. And we'll be there with Stephanie and Tom and all the people that you know that I love and know. And a special shout out to Tom Hartman, because Tom is the one that actually said, you need to do this, and called them and said, why isn't she? And they said, yeah, why isn't she? And so that's how it started. And we'll launch the show for real. So it's available on Roku sticks. It's available on Dish Satellite. It's available on DirecTV. I'll give you the channels and all that, and you can just watch away. All right, so that'll be amazing for our show. It's amazing. It's amazing, and I'm really, really honored to be part of Free Speech TV, which is just an amazing platform. And you think about this, okay? All of the progressive channels that you've ever, ever known have all gone belly up because of various reasons. I'll just put it that way. I'll be a Mueller, okay? I'll do Mueller. There's various reasons. But this one is about to celebrate, what, its 20th anniversary. So I have a lot of confidence in that particular progressive outlet, Free Speech TV, and I think it's only going to grow. It is already in 40 million homes. So that's where I was. I just want you to know. Now, came back last night at midnight and then knew that Mueller was testifying at 8:30 this morning in bright and early. We were sitting there and recording, and this was the most informative. And I'll tell you something, you know, this is creepy. You know, with this racist crap, this is where we left off. We left off with him saying that, I was going to say Ileana Ross-Layton. No, with that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had called Americans garbage and America garbage, and that Rashida Tlaib was off the hook and there's something wrong with her and she's more than irresponsible. She's crazy. She's unhinged. There's something wrong with her. And I thought for sure that good people of all stripes could finally just agree that the president of the United States is a racist, and that if they couldn't all make themselves go there, then at least they could say, well, the racists think he's racist, and that's a problem. But oh no, oh no. That's not what happened. And so I thought, all right, okay, they like that he's a racist. The racists do. And we have about a third of this country that are supportive of racist diatribes by the president of the United States. We're in deep doo-doo. You know what I mean? We're kind of in deep doo-doo. So, all right, you know what? I'm going to leave. I'm going to go make this deal. I'm going to push this show out as hard as I can to get it to as many people prior to this election as I can. Organize people. You know, this is a great platform, you know, to actually organize people and to get people in the same place at the same time doing the same things all over. You know what I mean? In your city, in this city, in that city, because it's everywhere. And so I just thought, okay, that'll be a great thing. But then on the way back, I said, okay, Mueller's going to testify. This certainly has got to tip the scales. Now we have to wait and see whether any minds were changed by Robert Mueller's testimony. Now, I can see why Robert Mueller tends to communicate through things like official reports and court filings. Those are the speaking indictments. Because Robert Mueller, as a public speaker at 74 years old, it makes Wilbur Ross look like Marianne Williamson. That was freaky. So I sat there this morning and for the very first couple of hours, I thought, oh my God, we're screwed. Something's because Mueller just seemed a little, well, he seemed every minute of his 74 years. Okay. Can I just put it that way? And I don't know why people don't want to say it, I guess, because they don't want to discount Robert Mueller, but I will say that he probably didn't do the obstruction part of the case. I think he did the Russian interference, volume one part of the case, and maybe they should have done it in order, like the report, volume one was the interference and the Russian, interference in our election and sweeping indictments of, Russian GRU intelligence. Maybe they should have done it in reverse. Maybe they should have done the intelligence part first and then the obstruction part second. But nevertheless, Mueller repeated the truth once again. And let's just hope that those of us who are more comfortable with truth outnumber the people who are more comfortable with Trump's lies. Because Mueller actually said the president is guilty.